Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Speaking of weirdos, folks, this is just a fantastic way to start off the new year. Famous preacher, field preacher, prophet, John Wesley said from England back in the 1700s, that which is tolerated by one generation will be embraced by the next. I want you to think about this. These are the people that are up and coming that sooner or later will be in delegated authority given unto them by the people, okay? And speaking of weirdos, and I have to show you this because I just had my friend send this over this morning, and he asked the question, what do you think is going on here? I said, bad medicine. What are your thoughts?
Keep lying, saying I'm threatening you, so I'm recording to protect myself.
This is called bad medicine, friends. This is a 18, 19, 20-year-old lunatic, and she's being filmed by somebody because she's acting erratic, and she's threatening this woman, so she's filming her. And she's walking around the store, rolling around on the floor. Stop filming me. And the lady is saying that, listen, I'm filming you for my own protection. But just think, friends, sooner or later, these kids are going to be in authority in some form or another. I mean, you just cannot make this up. So just wanted to say, hey, happy new year, friends, because we got a battle on our hands. And don't forget the responsible party, Luke 7:35. Wisdom is justified by her children. Who raised up this lunatic? Oh, my goodness. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to, and you want to go ahead and subscribe to that page, do go to SOL Radio Live. And when you go to the top of the right page, go ahead and subscribe. You can get a live feed going there on social media platforms. Again, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, when you get a moment, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com. If at any time you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That will never change here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com because we understand that the Bible is, in fact, the rock upon which a republic rests. Everybody's mourning right now, I guess. You know, the Bible says that the world will love its own. Oh, my goodness, friends, that is exactly right. The world will love its own. We're being told right now that Betty White, the world is mourning because of her loss. Is this a coincidence by any chance? For those that are on social media platforms, you can see this. If not, I'll narrate for you. But Jesse Jameson just posted, coincidence, boosters getting more effective, question mark. This is what Betty White actually posted on her social media platform. Eat healthy and get all of your vaccines. I just got boosted today. Betty White, December 28th. 2021, had to cross-check this information. So what I did is I went over and looked at other social media platforms that were also posting the same things, and it looks like it's directly coming off of her website. So what is happening, friends? All these people are just falling over dead, literally, and Americans are still trying to figure out what's going on. Is anybody paying attention as to what is, in fact, taking place over there in Amsterdam? This is insane. But I guess this is what these agents of the state do over there. They're enforcing medical tyranny. Why don't you go ahead and check this out if you're on social media platforms as well. They're beating up constituents, people out on the streets that are defying the tyrants. They're sicking their dogs on them. I guess this is about an invisible enemy. I guess people still haven't figured this much out yet. But I guess those agents of the state over there have a right to take a baton and beat people over the top of the head and their bodies with them. Little do they know that they're being recorded, and one of his police officer friends, so they'd have you believe, is tapping him on the shoulder, letting him know that he is actually being filmed, in fact. But again, friends, this is all over this invisible enemy that we're at war with. And interestingly enough, just to jump on our topics right away here, friends, it's interesting to note that we have our little buddy Anthony Fauci, you know, the one that is guilty of committing crimes against humanity, testing on children in New York, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, he just blurted the truth out in his confusion over the last couple days, and I thought it might be interesting for you to hear for yourselves, as to how they are stepping in it every single step of the way. Here we go.
COVID-1 clearly originated in China, and we were fortunate to escape a major pandemic. So we really had to learn a lot more about the viruses that were there, about whether or not people were getting infected with bad viruses. So in a very minor collaboration as part of a subcontract of a grant, we had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Oh, wow.
And what he conflated that.
I thought he didn't. Isn't that what he told Congress? He told Rand Paul, another great American appeaser, that he was, in fact, not a part of any of that collaboration with the Chinese. But what did he just tell you, friends? Here, let me just go rewind that just a little bit and listen to the liar be found out once again, Luke 12:2.
The grand. We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists. And what he conflated that is that, therefore, we were involved in creating the virus, which is the most ridiculous, majestic leap I've ever heard of.
Wow, that's amazing. I mean, I guess that's all you really have to do is ask yourself the question, who's profiting from this said virus more than they are? Absolutely nobody is. Absolutely nobody is profiting the way that they are profiting. So again, friends, if you want to know what in fact is happening, that's all you have to do is listen to them long enough, because the more they talk, the more they forget, and the more that they're exposed day by day. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. That's what Scripture tells us. It also tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 4, all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. It tells us in the book of Proverbs that he beholds the good and the evil on a global basis. And just think about this. Good and bad, guys. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. How meticulous, all-seeing is the Lord God of Israel? Oh, my goodness. He knows the very hairs and the numbers on the top of your head. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of Liberty. LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, love hearing from you, pro or con, matters not, Jude 3 and 4, check it out when you get a moment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you over to Canada really quick. I want you to take a look at what they are tolerating in that prospective country during this time. And by the way, if you're in Canada right now, you can go ahead and give us a call. Tell us firsthand as to what's going on. Not only are we broadcasting into 154 cities, but we're also broadcasting into 53 countries, and you're included over there in Canada. I want to show you the difference in making distinction between someone that upholds the Constitution, regardless of what country, and who is actually enforcing unconstitutional edicts falling from despots, tyrants, dictators. In other words, a totalitarian form, an authoritarian form of government. This is what it looks like in Canada right now, friends, and it's coming to America if we don't figure this much out. A bunch of said police officers coming out of headquarters.
City of Hamilton bylaw. I have you here in violation of the reopening of Ontario Act, gathering with a crowd of more than five people.
So that's a pre-written ticket again, just for the record?
I had the ticket made up inside when I saw you out here.
So what were they doing exactly when I was talking to one of the protesters here?
Walking around, getting within 3 meters.
Oh, that's how it is. Well, so if I just talk to someone, that's within 2 meters?
I also watch you shaking their hand.
He's getting a ticket for talking to someone. He's getting a ticket for shaking hands with someone and gathering together with more than 3 to 5 people. I'm not making this up, friends.
Well, I guess I'm breaking a law there. Okay, you got me there.
So
great.
This is a ticket. Provincial offense notice.
Yeah.
And the reopening of Ontario Act for attending a gathering of more than
reopening.
Thank you.
Do you understand what that means, friends? That means reopening means on their terms.
Or you can.
According to the tyrants.
If you choose to?
Yeah.
Not according to the law that keeps us free.
So there's your provincial offense.
Thank you.
Now, this is an administrative penalty notice.
Oh, for what? Yeah.
This is for shaking hands with the public.
No way.
You also maintain a distance of at least 2 meters from another person. Section bylaw.
Do you all understand where this is going to go if it's not stopped now, Americans?
Once again, your officers are on the back. voluntary payment.
And this, look at this little useful injustice, social injustice warrior here, friends, enforcing
so that's purpose,
the
that's strictly just
policies of tyrants rather than knowing the law that he swore to uphold.
Okay, so for the record, can I get your name and badge number?
Number 370.
370, thanks. Lee, supervisor here, guys, as always.
Okay, so just so you understand what's going on over in Canada there, it's happening. And what we need to do is get back to the rule of law, because this is not law in any sense of the word. Just keeping you abreast as to what's going on a global basis. Also wanted to let you know, Health Impact News just reported this morning, Germany study finds out, I'm sorry, just this last month, Germany study finds zero COVID-19 deaths in healthy children, but the children are now dying from the said vaccines. Again, let's pay attention to what is in fact happening rather than going along with what we're being told through the mainstream media is useful idiots. Friends, again, I could spend all day highlighting the crimes and the fraud that this whole pandemic has been perpetuated and premised upon and predicated upon. Everything that they have set as a narrative has fallen apart at one time or another during the last 2 years, and it's going to continuously go forward until the people say that's enough. It's up to the American people at this point as to what is taking place in the United States of America, and not just here, but also what's happening in other countries as well. Now, I also want to go over here because I want to step into our main topic. While you're being distracted, did you know that you're being invaded? Distraction by the mainstream media has been a long time method and a use concerning the method of distracting the people. It's like a sleight of hand. Look at what I'm doing with you over here on the right hand while I'm doing this to you over on the left side. It's exactly what's happening here in the United States of America. And what we're finding out right now is making U.S. history not American babies. You do understand that Muslims and other foreigners that come into America that mean to conquer, they know that what they need to do is begin to breed out the people that live there. Well, guess what's happening, friends? Just that. But before I get to the details on that, what I want to do is I want to show you who is alluring these illegals into America. It's not just the Muslims. It's not just those on the southern border. It's happening on the northern border as well. But you need to understand who the responsible party is when it comes to them that are in fact responsible for alluring these individuals into the United States of America. So I want to share this with you. This is one of those short videos that we did on Rumble as well. It's an educational channel. We get over 200 videos posted to basically hit any topic that we can possibly think of. And they are timeless in the sense of educating us according to biblical and constitutional law as to show you who the responsible party is when it comes to those that are in fact breaking the law, 1 John 3:4. So check this out, friends. This is interesting. These are the responsible individuals alluring,
masquerading as mayors,
illegals into America.
Sanctuary
city. They are the mayors. Wherever the law ends, tyranny begins, said John Locke. It was reported by Amir Madani, a White House reporter under criminal Barack Hussein Obama's administration, that big city mayors have vowed to defy the law and the president regarding sanctuary cities harboring illegal aliens. As you may know, back in January 26th of 2017, several big city mayors across the United States vowed to defy the president's executive order that threatens to cut off federal funding to cities that offer some sort of protection to illegal immigrants in their communities. The question is, how did they approve the funding in the first place? If they can get you asking the wrong questions, America, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Furthermore, the law does not protect illegal aliens, it prosecutes them. Amar continued, the pushback came from these mayors when the president signed a long-anticipated executive order that directs the government to identify federal money it can withhold to punish so-called sanctuary cities. Since when did the federal government receive delegated authority from the American people to take their tax money and reallocate it to the cities that are harboring illegal aliens? Amar added, the president had pledged to take action against sanctuary cities on the campaign trail. But as the president announced the order, as well as action to build a wall along the United States-Mexico border and hire thousands of new Border Patrol agents and immigration officers, leaders of some of the nation's biggest cities flatly stated they would not cooperate with the president, Amar Rose.
These are mayors.
And you need to ask why. This is not the president against the mayors. This is the mayors working against American law, and the law exposes the criminal. Amar reported in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio vowed that the action won't change how we enforce the law in New York City, said he. De Blasio said that the city has been able to dramatically reduce the crime rate in the nation's largest city. How did he do that? In part, he said, because relationships with the police department have managed to build the immigrant communities, the report continued. He added that if the president follows through with the plan, it would mean he's effectually cutting funding from the New York Police Department. In other words, through totalitarian methods, criminal Mayor de Blasio is attempting to use the law against the law. Here you have the criminal blaming the law for his crimes. Which, by the way, is the definition of totalitarianism.
Here in New York City and
communism.
Cities across the nation, this executive order could, in fact, undermine public safety and make our neighborhoods less safe, de Blasio said.
What de Blasio said was that the enforcement of law could undermine public safety. Friends, he is the one personally responsible for the undermining of the public safety in the first place. Was America told that they were under an Islamic threat after September 11, 2001? Well, then how does this statement line up with the facts? Take a look at the Muslims from the East who are plundering countries that they are entering into. For example, Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. In Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in just 6 months. That's equivalent to 780 every single day. Sweden, 400.
So what we're going to do is we're going to come right back. We get a hard break, and as soon as we get back from this hard break, we are going to resume what it is that we're showing you, because people in America need to understand that the illegals are coming in because they're being allured by the federal government, by state governments, by the presidents, by the said governors, the mayors, so on and so forth. They are using your money. If you have a job, they are taking your money. They are reallocating those finances to allure illegals to come into America to plunder this country. Remember, George Soros said some time ago, friends, the only obstacle that still remains to the New World Order is America. So we are called upon to do the impossible under God. So let's do it, friends. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's another day of travel headaches as a winter storm slams the East Coast. FlightAware saying there have been more than 6,000 delays and cancellations so far on Monday. Just over 80% of the flights originating from Reagan National Airport in the Washington, D.C. area have been canceled. AAA spokesman Andrew Gross telling MSNBC, between COVID-19 and winter storms, you need to buy trip insurance.
I think the wild card that we've been warning all along has been COVID. Omicron threw a wrench into everybody's plans. Don't skip that box for flight insurance anymore. Get flight insurance. If it's a big trip, get trip insurance. The days of foregoing trip insurance, those days are over. You need trip insurance now.
The FDA announcing they're giving the thumbs up to Pfizer boosters for 12 to 15-year-olds. USA Radio News. The FBI is joining the Colorado wildfire investigation.
Authorities in Boulder County, Colorado, have begun investigating the origins of the wildfire that ripped through the Superior and Louisville areas. A total of 991 structures were destroyed and another 127 structures were damaged by the fire, which covered more than 6,000 acres. As the FBI is now investigating and getting tips, one of those tips has resulted in a search warrant of a property. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Majority Leader is promising his chamber will consider rule changes amid the fierce debate over voting rights. Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York making that announcement in a letter to his colleagues. Schumer threatening to make changes by saying the rules will be debated and considered on or prior to January 17th if Republicans don't cooperate. This, as many states have made changes to voting rights laws that Democrats are not happy with. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. We totally appreciate that. Now, folks, I want to say this really quick, just shooting from the hip. We'll get back to the main topic in just a second here. When they're talking about all of this change that needs to take place, keep in mind that's what this has all been about. The problem and the obstacle that these tyrants have is the law that condemns them. That's why they've dumbed down and desensitized and indoctrinated generation after generation of kids in this country. Because if they can destroy you through the lack of knowledge of that law, guess what? That means they can enslave you. And it's exactly what they've been doing. Read Hosea 4:6. When you're hearing during the breaks about all these problems they're having on the airlines, keep in mind over the weekend, as a matter of fact, I'll show it to you again right now for those that are watching today, but I want people to remember that all of this garbage that you're being told about the airlines and all the people being backed up in the airlines, so on and so forth, I'm here to tell you it's just not true. I'm looking for the picture that I took just over the last couple days, and voila, there it is. This is the Minneapolis Airport. Okay, this is the Minneapolis Airport. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in view. This is a long hallway, and I had a friend take a picture of it to show the people that what you are being told concerning what's going on in the airports is completely fabricated. In other words, it's not real. So when they're telling you that the pilots are at home sick, that is not at all the problem. Friends, that is not the problem with the stewardesses neither. Friends, the people that are at home are the ones that quit the airlines because they're not going to put up with the shenanigans that the federal and state governments are playing with the airlines themselves. And I'm here to tell you firsthand, friends, the airlines are having a major, major problem. Well, why do you say that? Well, as I think about it even now, friends, I get stuff all the time from airlines, and I'm going to pull one up for you now just to show you, if it pulls up, as to what is in fact happening concerning Sun Country. Sun Country friends are sending me deals of a lifetime. We get stuff from all of the, here, look at this, right here. Prime case in point, it says, New Year's sale, celebrate with fares as low as $22. Okay? That was just this morning. 12:30, thank you. They're apologizing. They're trying to do everything they can do to get us back out there and fly with them. Well, we're not going to fly with them as long as they keep going along with this Gestapo narrative, friends. We're just not going to do it. I'm showing you email after email that I'm getting from Sun Country alone. Friends, people are not flying because the pilots quit. People are not flying, friends, because the stewardesses quit. Taking it to the people that I continuously interject or insert into this conversation are not at the airports backed up because of all of the sick flight attendants and all of the sick pilots. It's just not true. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Like so many other things, friends, their narrative, they've lost it long ago, and the only thing propping up their lies is they continuously promulgate. Promulgate means broadcast, friends. More of their propaganda narrative is themselves, okay? Because it's fallen through the ground on so many different fronts, they got to keep pushing it. And what they're doing right now is they are using all the force that they can to push everything through. One more point I want to make, too, before we get back to our main topic here. Friends, do keep in mind that on January 7th, this whole Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden's vaccine mandates, which are clearly unconstitutional, therefore rendering them illegal, is going to be thrown into the hands of the foxes in the hen house on January 7th. And I'm talking about the Supreme Court. I'm talking about those nine unelected bureaucrats that have shown themselves to be lawless over and over again, more so than they have been lawful. And as I shared with you on Saturday, are you really waiting for the Supreme Court to decide, as if to suggest that they're the final arbiter to decide what the plain law means? I know what it means, and I know what it means when they're talking about picking, cherry picking another topic and throwing it into the Supreme Court so they can give the fiend impression under false pretenses that their pretended authority is somehow now law, which in fact, if you pull the curtain back, it's a policy which undermines the laws that keep us free. So either we're going to clean the courts as well as the White House, as well as all three branches of the government, legislative, executive, and judicial. We're either going to take responsibility and purge our government from the evil in which so many complain about, or else we're going to submit to it, and we're going to continuously endure more abuses by these ill-designing men. And folks, everything that my Constitution, my Bill of Rights, and my Declaration of Independence tell me, I have a responsibility and an obligation before God and man to do just that. Because if it's not us, then who? If it's not now, then when? Folks, it's up to us to make right what's wrong right now in front of our faces. Let's get back to our main topic here. Well, you're being distracted. Did you know that you're being invaded? I'm showing right now a short video that we did on Rumble. You'll hear the audio as well, obviously. But what's interesting to note, friends, is you're partaking with information that very few have. It is the federal government, which is a creature of, it's a creation of the states, not the other way around, okay? But also pay attention, not only is it the federal government working in alliance with the corrupt in state governments, governors and mayors, that are in fact stealing away tax dollars from them that work in this country, taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots. But what they're doing is taking that money out of your tax coffers. They're reallocating that money illegally to allure these people into our countries who mean to conquer this country. We're doing it to ourselves. We're doing it to ourselves. How much longer are the American people going to put up with this? So let's get back to this short little video. And I'm showing you right now concerning the illegals that are being allured in by federal and state governments, by the president, by that of the governor and mayors and our particular union in the United States of America. This is the fruit of those that they're actually alluring into the United States today. 1 year, 77% of all rapes by less than 2% Muslim. In England and in Wales, over 56% of the Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who makes up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a 5% population. Yes, you heard me right. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps and 68.3% of the Muslim population are on cash welfare.
Wow.
Muslim migration has doubled in the decade since 9/11, and 60% migrants to America favor Sharia law. As a matter of fact, more illegals are coming across from the southern border. There were 68.57 illegal aliens in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Arizona, compared to the 54.06 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison for every 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. There were 97.2 illegal in prison for every 100,000 illegals in California, compared to 74.1 citizens and legal non-citizens in prison per 100,000 citizens and legal non-citizens. There were 54.85 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Florida, compared to the 68.8 illegal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. There were 168.75 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in New York, compared to 48.12 legal immigrants in prison for every 100,000 legal immigrants. There were 54.54 illegals in prison for every 100,000 illegals in Texas, compared to 65.43 legal immigrants. After the president signed an executive order exploring cutting off funding to so-called sanctuary cities, mayors on both coasts of the United States say that their cities will not be bullied. I am humored, to say the least. These mayors are the ones that are bullying anyone who does not go along with their lawless objectives. These are solemn.
Some of them are now dead, by the way.
They play the victim. Well, in fact, they are the ones responsible for perpetuating the crimes. In Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh called the executive order an attack on Boston's people, Boston's strength, and Boston's values.
He's saying that that the law is an attack on the people of Boston for refusing those that mean to come into America and conquer. I just want to make clear that you understand what's being said here. It's backward judgments, Isaiah 59.
If people want to live here, they'll live here, Walsh told reporters at a news conference. They can use my office. They can use any office in this building.
If necessary, we'll use City Hall itself to shelter and protect anyone who's targeted unjustly.
Targeted unjustly.
Americans should put these criminal
actors. They're protecting
actors,
the illegals, Americans,
in jail where they belong, and remind each and every one of them that these buildings belong to we the people, not they themselves and foreign illegals coming into this country that mean to plunder and destroy. Furthermore, no one has the right to desecrate the blood of those who fought, bled, and died, enforcing the very laws that they themselves are responsible for violating.
Okay, so I think we get the point, friends, that the responsible party, again, falls to our said representatives that have taken their delegated authorities and are now selling you out
on the behest of special interest to corrupt, not only to corrupt this nation, but to destroy this nation from the ground up. What they're doing, friends, is tearing down the U.S. Constitution and recreating it in the faces of a new generation that don't know the difference. We better get busy. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Social media platforms available on that page. Subscribe. Also join us on our Rumble page as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. I want to just lay out a little more information, and then I'll take these phone calls. Remember those $450,000 payments to illegals? You paying attention, friends? Remember those $450,000 payments proposed to give to the illegals? Right? You know that they voted to make that law, right? Just wanted to make sure you understood where your money's going. You're literally being invaded. Your country is literally being given unto those that are illegals. And it's a promise and judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. I want to make sure that the responsible party, the American people, hear me clearly as to what I have to say now. This is called treason. Okay, everybody knows who Judas is. Luke 22:48 is where Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss for 30 pieces of silver. It's the same thing politicians have been doing to you since the very inception, the very beginning of who we are as a people, one nation under God, as a constitutional republic and this U.S. Constitution. This warfare has been going on for a long time. But they're getting more bold and more bold and more bold. And just think about it. They're offering $450,000 to an illegal, right, to come into the United States of America. And you know why they want to compensate them? Because their families were broken up when they got over into America. And do you remember treasonous Joe Biden? Remember how he tried to be mad at the reporter that asked the question and said that shouldn't be happening to the children? Well, these are the same people that are advocating the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day in this country. Put that up against Proverbs 6:17 in the Sixth Commandment where it says, thou shalt not kill in Exodus 20. This is what I want you to hear. I want to educate you just a little tiny bit here. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them. What do you call it? When you steal away our money and you give it to foreigners, namely those that mean to conquer this country. That's treason, right? Or in adhering to their enemies, who are they protecting and who are they condemning? They're protecting the illegals while condemning the American people. Matter of fact, these experimental jabs don't apply to them. It's interesting, in the state of Minnesota, they're trying to give away free license without any proof of anything concerning their identities. It's interesting when you go to the TSA how they're overlooked, but the American people are completely targeted. Do you understand this is the judgment of a Most High God upon a nation that refuses to repent? And it's going to get worse, seven times worse. And I remember talking about this some time ago in Leviticus 26, where the Lord said, okay, if you want to ignore me, I'm going to bring them seven times harder upon you. And that's exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. So, folks, what I just shared with you is these mayors, the federal government, and state governments are committing the act of treason against you. Remember what I said about George Soros when he said, the only obstacle concerning the New World Order is America. Okay, so what are they doing? Well, they're just going to go ahead and take the illegals and give it to them in place of you. And this is only the beginning. The Lord said he would elongate these. These judgments will take their course over a long period of time. We've seen this for some time. But it all stops when we love God enough to repent for breaking his moral law, Exodus 20, and driving us to the face of Christ, to the foot of the cross, where it can do no more, and we're empowered by the Holy Ghost, and then we get busy and we deal with the bad guys. That's what the church's business is, Romans 12:21. So with that said, I will get to more detail in just a moment. I'm going to take Bob from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey there, Bradley. Great
hey.
Show.
Thank you.
Hey, I want to add to what you're saying to try to bring this home to more people. In a personal way, my brother's up in Michigan. I'm in Florida, and he gets benefits because he's in a nursing home for the rest of his life. He's a patriot, by the way. He served in the Army. But I get this paper when I get his mail. I'm getting this in 15 different languages. 15 different languages, yep. Where people can get into the Blue Cross system, Blue Cross Blue Shield system, and the Medicare Medicaid system of Michigan. And they are leeching off the system. And Bradley, what I'd like to share with your viewers is that these are not just people. These are tribes within the United States. These are tribes setting up in the United States to help take over the country.
That's right. This is stuff that we continuously reiterate to the American people. But Bob, what's crazy about all of this, the insanity of all of this, is the American people still haven't quite caught on to the fact that this is happening, it's not going to happen, and it's happening right in their backyard, and yet every Sunday you see the stadiums filled as they're cheering on their favorite sports hero with tights on fighting over a pig ball.
Hey,
so the only,
on that.
Yep, so the only thing we can do, Bob, is give them the information, right?
Right, but your message is getting out there, Bradley. Don't be disheartened, man.
Amen.
You're doing a great job. I'd like to add to this before you cut me off here, is I think it's time to call the Patriots into D.C. on July 4th, Independence Day. We need a new Independence Day, and we need to take them all out, all of them, Supreme Court all the way through, and we need to drain the swamp. That's my proposal, is we need to get the people into D.C. and drain the swamp.
Okay, so with that said then, so what happened on January 6th? So how would you play that up against someone that might be out there right now saying, well, you know what, look what they just did to those people on January 6th. What would they do if we said that we're going to take our government back? Well, guess what? If you peruse the U.S. Constitution, namely the Declaration of Independence, it tells us that's exactly what we're supposed to do if it becomes corrupt the way that it is. So what would you say to them, Bob?
Right. There's going to be people that are going to end up being sacrificed, and I'll be at the front of the line, brother.
Ooh.
Because I'm not going to leave this country the way it is right now. I don't want to leave this country to my children and my grandchildren. So I'm a gray-haired old man, and I'm willing to go to D.C. and go ahead and put me in the dungeon. But they can't put millions of us in the dungeon.
That's the point.
Can't do it to a million of us.
That's right.
We've got to get millions of us to D.C. on July 4th. That's our Independence Day, where we declare our independence against the tyrants and the tyranny that's going on, and these people need to be prosecuted, but we may have to do all of that within ourselves.
That's right. That's exactly right. I totally appreciate your information. Bob, can I ask you one question before I let you go?
Sir.
Are you also a veteran?
I am not. No, I wasn't there, but I still care.
Amen. Well, you know what? That is awesome, and I totally appreciate it. Thank you for the phone call, Bob from Florida. Really quick, friends, what I'm talking about right now, and Bob just brought some more information to the table as to what needs to be done to bring this to an end concerning this reign of terror. And by the way, friends, that's exactly what it is. It's a reign of terror. Terrorism, defined in Oxford's Old English Dictionary, the original definition, is government by intimidation. Isn't that what we're seeing on a global basis right now? So it tells you and it defines out as to who the terrorists are, in fact. And I want to go back to something Bob said as well concerning his statements about what needs to be done in this country. If you haven't taken the time to read or peruse the U.S. Constitution, do keep in mind as to what Thomas Jefferson said, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Friends, you have every right in the world to defend yourselves from what's going on concerning the tyrants and what it is that they are responsible for, okay? And what I want to get to before I have to close this show is the fact that, because we're talking about while you're being distracted, did you know that you're being invaded? Did you know that Americans were becoming more lonely even before the pandemic? And the arrival of the pandemic divided families, cut off grandparents from grandchildren, parents from adult children, children from other children, and made the country an even more lonely and isolated place. Now, what you need to hear is this as to how you're being invaded within. Over the pandemic year, the nation's population grew by only 0.1%, according to the Census Bureau. That was the lowest rate since the nation's founding. Its estimate also showed that for the first time, net international migration has exceeded natural increase for a given year. I'll end the show with this. America's population has been declining for a while, but the pandemic was particularly catastrophic with the international migration easily topping excess births at 244,622 to 148,043. So in other words, friends, what's happening is there's a lot of foreigners that are in America today that are impregnated, and what's happening is you are slowly, for a better way of saying it, I don't mean to be crude, but it's true, you're being bred out. And that is what takes place when a people that are foreign, the way that they dominate and conquer nations is to breed them out. And guess what's happening, friends? It's happening right under your noses. That's why they're being allured here in many cases. And they are stealing your money, and they are giving to those that are coming here illegally to do just that. We need to wake up as to what's going on here, friends. And I know that's my message. But you know what? The message is to wake up the dead church. And it's exactly what I've been doing for 23 years. And I say that because 86% of you claim to be something. I can clearly see that you are not. 1 John 2:4. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.